The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 2/25 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
It will come a soldier who carries a mighty sword.
Think at least it happened now and it didn't just lose the entire thing.
Yeah, that was really bad. So we just had a genuine intro. That was the most genuine intro we've ever had. And the
audio file just got corrupted and popped, and then we just lost all of that.
But thank God it happened now and not like the end of this episode. That would have really...
I liked that conversation.
I know.
Should we just include it and just put a disclaimer?
We'll put it in the unwind.
We'll put it on the Patreon.
Okay.
We'll talk about mental health.
Speaking of Patreon, we just went Patreon. We said, does anybody actually want these yellow desks? And three people swooped them in 10 minutes. we dropped them off last night.
That's so funny. I didn't think it'd be that quick.
Somebody DM'd me this morning, and I guess one is still... Did you drop it off in a parking garage?
Yeah, she had me put it behind her car.
Yeah, so there's one in a parking garage, and I guess another person that lives there was like, this is so sad. Like, why is your desk in a parking garage? They had no idea that we sold it to somebody there.
That's funny. Really funny.
And then we're also giving away other items from the set, like the chaos coordinator behind you.
We're making them do trivia on Patreon. We're like, if you can guess everybody's middle name correctly with spelling,
we'll give chaos coordinator.
There was a little plaque behind your behind seat you, from the last
set. Oh, I thought you call this thing a chaos coordinator. Yeah. And I was like, I'm learning something today.
There was a little plaque.
Did anybody catch it like first? Like get all middle names first?
Out of 300 comments, only two people.
No way.
Everyone thought you were Matt Robert.
What?
That's why I asked you, because they had me questioning it. I said, it's Ryan. And then everybody said Robert.
Oh, that's why y'all texted me.
We started second guessing ourselves. And I was like, wait, is it Robert? And we are wrong.
Is there a clip of you guys maybe going, Matthew Robert? I bet you guys
know.
I think one person said it and the rest rolled with it. Because everybody thought mine was Marie.
Mariah Marie.
Mariah Marie.
Yours is Lauren Nicole?
Not even close.
Lauren.
What is it again?
Francis.
Oh my God, I forget
everybody
that
thought
time.
My middle name was Elton. Heath Elton.
Yeah, there was a lot of Eltons. There was another one that I saw that I was like, where are they getting this from?
Everybody knew Zane.
Everybody knows mine. Why do they know mine? Because we say it all the time. We make fun of it on the podcast all the time.
Heath, what is yours again?
Garrett.
It's Garrett.
Two R's,
oh,
two T's.
I was guessing E's or some reason. Okay, cool.
So Zane Amanajazi, Heath Garrett Hussar, Matt Ryan King, and Mariah Marie.
Mariah Marie Francis Tomatoes. But we are giving away little stuff from the past set.
Yeah, that was cute. I really love that. So next we're going to get rid of these walls.
Who wants a piece? like when Katie Heron takes a piece of the crown. Yeah.
How do they even start taking these walls? Oh, because there's
It's all sections. So they just pop it off.
You're going to give it away?
I don't know.
You could sell those.
Give it away to one of you.
Sell them to a church.
Hey, we'll do it like a bedroom makeover. And it looks just like this set.
Honestly, I feel like my landlord might want me to keep them in here because it looks really nice.
He loves them.
It could add value. I mean, this is the entertainment business.
Yeah.
Like if a young aspiring comedian was coming and you already had a full podcast set.
Right.
With a whole built out system
over
here.
That's Hollywood, babe.
Yeah, because how many of the houses did y'all look at? that yep. had studios.
And we yeah. got excited.
So it does make you get very excited because that's like one less thing you have to worry about.
But do you then have, like, do they then pay you for the addition that you added, or it's just...
You better give me a year free if I'm leaving all this.
Oh yeah, right? Because this was a lot of money.
I bought those blinds for my bedroom at the old house uh-huh. and I left them there because they were custom built. And I drove by and I'm like, oh, that person, I should get, like, especially you should let them know. And I just... Oh yeah.
I remember telling Matt like three times. I was like, Matt, you might not want to get those blinds. He's like, I need the blinds.
But dude, I could not. I had paper blinds for the longest time.
I know, but baby, me too. You just got to stick through it.
Yeah, but your light didn't hit like the light hit in my room.
No. You had really good light. But I love good
also,
lighting.
Anytime anybody walked up to your house could look right into my bedroom. Yes. I was butt naked. I literally, for a while, I would crawl on the ground naked. Yes. Dude,
had a straight shot from the street to your jump.
I remember one time fans came by and I was just at my computer and they were like, Matt, and I'm like, hi. And then they sat there watching me work.
You had a cool room though, because like you could oversee like the whole street and everything.
Oh, yeah.
The whole city.
I loved it.
Yeah.
You had the only room with a view, right?
No, Todd had a great view.
Oh, yeah.
Todd had an amazing view.
Every time, like, because I end up with the master room mm-hmm. and I always get the worst lighting. It's so dark. It's like,
you have better lighting in your room than my room.
No. Today, I do. But like the last two houses, it was just so dark and depressing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't have a single light in our bedroom. Did you know that?
What?
It doesn't work.
No, we have no, there is no lights. The only lights we have are lamps.
18 lamps.
On our desk.
Wait, why didn't they think to put any bulbs on the...
Recessed
lighting wasn't around back then. Like, this is all added on.
But part of that's a little nice. I hate big light, though. Like, I think it's, like, hard on the eyes.
Okay, do you like the warm light like this, or do you like the white light?
Warm light.
Oh, really?
You like white light? I think the light in our house sometimes, I'm like, get this.
I usually like warm lighting, but I'm...
The yellow is kind of ugly, too, though.
Yeah, lately, like, the yellow light's kind of like...
It ages the house.
It feels old to me, like, the white, like, this strip. I'm like, give me all that. I just feel more awake.
Yeah, that feels like sterile to me. That feels like I'm in an operating room.
It does, but I feel like I'm more awake.
But you know, but like, I fucks with Scientology, like Scientology lighting.
What?
You know when you walk around the Scientology building and it's all lit
don't
up?
Put bad juju.
No, I know, but I'm kidding. Like, it's very inviting. Welcoming. It's nice. There's a reason why they have white lights everywhere. It's an Apple store. I love that type of lighting.
Yeah. It is better for filming.
It is very good for film.
I was in someone's apartment. It was Katie Austin's old apartment. It's over there in West Hollywood. It's a very new apartment. They had this like lighting that went all around the room. When they had it on, the lighting in every angle of the apartment was like perfect. Like if you were filming, everybody was like lit. It was strangest lighting.
That's what we need.
But like for filming, that's what's nice about it.
Like set up like about, oh, we got to do the intro.
Yeah, let's do the intro.
Whoops. It's all right.
All right. And a three, and a two, and a three, two, one.
It's coffee time, baby. Yeah.
Ow.
Why do people lick light bulbs?
Nobody does that.
Welcome back to Zany Heath
and
Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah Marie.
And today we are unwinding and unfiltered.
We're relaxing today, baby. This is vibe.
We put our seats back. For the people listening, we put our seats back. We want to have a relaxing episode today.
Do we look attractive like this?
I don't know. Your pant bulge with the zipper just sticking.
Mariah, just scoot over a little bit.
When was the last time you put your tongue on a D battery?
Wait, a D battery?
Oh, what's a D battery?
Oh, is that the big one?
The square one?
The, like the rectangle where it was like the two sides and you like...
Oh, does it taste weird?
It's like shocked. You get like that tingle.
No way.
It shocks you like a bad shock or like a good shock?
And it gives you like that.
I've never.
Wait. I didn't even know people did that.
I knew not to.
Go get a D battery.
No,
absolutely not.
I want to do the smelling. Ooh, the smelling salts. I need that right now.
Oh yeah, let's take.
I need something to like wake me up right now.
Give him the kick,
Jordan. Remember when I handed you them?
The medicine.
And then in the coffee cabinet is the smelling salts.
Can we talk about what happened the other night?
What happened?
We haven't talked about it.
The big earthquake.
Oh.
Oh, well, that just happened like 2 days ago.
We haven't talked about it.
No, we haven't talked about it. We should definitely talk about it. No, it's just an earthquake.
Mariah's been stressing very hard the last few days because of it.
There was another earthquake in the middle of the night last night too, right? Or was that just me?
I didn't feel it.
I didn't even feel the first one. I'm so mad.
Wait, you missed this, the recent one? Yeah. This was the worst earthquake I've ever experienced in my life.
Okay. Okay, that we experience, right?
I guess. Okay, I've experienced.
Because I know, imagine someone's like, that was the worst earthquake all I did was.
Right, ever. But it was the most.
Moving. That we felt, that we've ever felt. It was pretty terrifying.
So really?
Yeah, like I thought, it felt like a plane crashed next to our house. Like the movement of the house was pretty terrifying.
So this was at like 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Zane was in his room. Yes, 2 a.m. Yeah, you're right. 2 a.m., Zane was in his room. Danielle's in his room, or her room. We're on the second story in our house. I've never been like on a second story for an earthquake.
I feel like you feel it more, right?
It felt like first thing I thought was that Zane was on the rails of like our house, like moving it. Cause like you felt the bones of the house.
Yeah.
Like, and our house is like very new. It's very, you think it's so secure.
Yeah.
It felt like it was just on, I don't know, rubber bands and paper clips.
The thing about an earthquake, even though we live in California and we get earthquakes, every time an earthquake happens, nobody thinks earthquake immediately.
Yeah.
You think, you're like, is Zane on the balcony at 2 a.m.? Like, you think so many different things. I thought that I was having a panic attack because I thought my body was shaking.
Yeah.
I felt nauseous and like, I know that I heard my windows rattling, mm-hmm. which was like a odd sound. And then I thought I was just blaming it on myself. I was like, well, I'm almost asleep. I think I'm having a panic attack because I'm thinking about if somebody's breaking in. You don't think earthquake.
Yeah.
Then I put my hand on the bed and felt the bed shaking. Still would not think. I woke up Heath and I was like, do you feel shaking? Is it me? Like, do I need to go get water? I did not think earthquake until my phone lit up and it was Danielle and Zane. Did y'all feel that?
We all met in the hallway and we were like, yo, what's crazy is like the moment it happened, you want to think that you're like a reactive person to moments of scary circumstances. You fight, you don't flight. Dude, I was like in shock. Like I didn't, as it was happening, the first thing you're like, oh my gosh, I hope this doesn't keep going. You want it to end because earthquakes will last a few seconds.
Yeah, but like it's crazy that you're hoping, I hope this isn't it. Like it's every single time, right. It could just keep going and just cause destruction.
Jesus, take the wheel.
And every time I realize, I'm not prepared for an earthquake.
Yeah.
Every time it happens, I'm like, oh wow, in this very moment at 2:30 in the morning, me, Matt, Danielle, I don't even think we would know what to do. We would have no idea.
Like you go under a table or
you go under your desk
or a door frame.
Who knows? If that house starts crumbling apart, I don't want to be on the second floor.
To go to like a door frame.
Yeah, we would go to your door frame. So keep your door open.
On the second floor though?
Because your window is like.
Yeah, until the bottom drops and then
You don't run down the stairs during an earthquake.
I would.
I would instinctively, I would just run to the middle of the street.
Yeah, me too. That's like a pretty safe spot.
Middle of the street because nothing's, I don't know.
the wires.
I'm assuming that.
Was this more of like a shaky one though? Like vibrations?
It was more like.
They felt it differently than I felt it. Because they're on the second floor of the house. Because Zane was like, it felt like my house was going to collapse. I did not get that feeling.
Mm. Yeah, I got like some earthquakes I think have been like very grindy. Like this one was just like,
The one we felt in the guest house, it felt like the floor below me was going like this. And my head was still, but my body underneath was
like a chicken.
Like you know those chairs they would sell?
Yeah, it's like
it felt like that, but
that one that we felt a couple years ago, that one felt like we were on a giant waterbed.
Yeah.
It was almost it flowed. This one, it felt like I was in a really bad massage chair. You know, like the massage chairs that just vibrate?
Yeah.
That's what it was. Because for a second, when I was going through what could this possibly be, I thought both our phones were vibrating at the same time.
Oh, weird.
It was just a vibration, but it went on. This one was long. It was like 10 seconds long.
Yeah, it was a good amount of time.
Yeah.
And I thought the same thing. I thought somebody broke into our door.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow. Yeah, it was wild.
The worst is like after it like goes away, then you're like, is another one about to happen?
Yeah. Because they always say there's the aftershock.
Aftershock or what you're experiencing is like, yeah. Like there's a bigger one.
Yeah.
And luckily there wasn't, but we were just like.
Oh, we're all in our room and Danielle was like obviously freaking out. It's her first like earthquake. The first earthquake she's ever felt. And me and Matt were joking about, it's just crazy that we're just sitting on
the San Andreas
Fault. And she's like, what is that? No idea.
Oh, no, don't
and me
her.
And Matt look at each other. We're like, don't. Oh, oh yeah.
Right. So Zane starts like playing the scene from the San Andreas movie.
No.
Movie with The Rock. And he's like flying over LA and the whole city is just like collapsing into
and
itself.
I showed her that. I was like, this is going to be us at any moment. And she's like, panic
attack. It was terrible.
But it's so funny just showing like obviously CGI'd movie like that. Yeah, that would never happen like that. Right?
It hasn't happened yet, so we don't know.
What was strange is that the epicenter of this one was like off the coast in Malibu.
Yeah.
I thought the fault line's behind us. What's
it was just another, it was just an earthquake. It was a 4.2.
It happens in the ocean normally or it happens on land? Like,
it could be anywhere because it's just wherever the plates are. Like that San Andreas fault line is just like a big
plate. Oh, you know what I thought about too? Because you know, isn't tsunamis created by earthquakes?
Yeah, in a way.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So in my head was like, oh my, this earthquake just happened. And then I started thinking of, oh my God, Hawaii. Who's in Hawaii? Scott is in Hawaii.
Oh my God.
And Scott texted us and he was like, talking about, oh man, I missed the earthquake. I was about to text him back going, oh no, you about to get a tsunami.
No, you're just beginning.
It's just a giant wave traveling towards him.
Your disaster hasn't even started yet.
Imagine those Snapchats. We're all running in an earthquake. He's running away from a tsunami. Snapchat. He would be like, what the hell is going on?
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Let me get them goodies. Let me get that battery.
All right, which one?
I'm gonna go battery first.
You're gonna, what are you gonna do?
You need to lick it. I'm you guys not. Never did
it
this?
It shocks you?
Mm-hmm.
I was told not to, so I never did.
Why am I scared? I haven't done it in so long.
Oh, I heard that.
Or do you think they fixed it? Or was this a 90s thing?
No, you feel it.
That's good.
I think I hear it. Let me hear it. You do it quiet.
Ah!
Ooh! All right.
Okay, wow, I needed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I hear a little click, click.
Did it work?
You want to try it?
No.
No.
I just did.
Come on, Matt.
No.
Come on. Do a bump.
I have a fresh one.
I have a
Wait, not the same one, people.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, come on.
No, I don't know if I want to do it.
Yeah, it's actually, it's not what I remember it being. I thought it was way worse.
You know something crazy?
Yeah.
So no. My brother is on a business trip. He's there for like a big work conference or whatever. Out of town in a different state. This was a couple days ago. He goes downstairs. This is like, it's like early in the morning into the lobby. Guess who he sees sitting in the lobby? Jason Nash.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, in
Scottsdale. My brother was staying at a hotel in Scottsdale for a work conference. my brother just going about his day walks down in the hotel and Jason Nash.
He probably thought he was seeing shit.
Really funny.
Yeah. Oh, my brother was like, thought he was like having a stroke and was like, what the hell? And like, the thing is, Jason has only met my brother, I think like once or twice, you know, yeah. Jason's like, oh, hey, oh, but yeah. Then Jess, who sees my brother like pretty often, she was like, what are you doing here? And apparently Jason was there in Scottsdale filming like at the world's biggest gym or the most expensive gym or something.
My man Jason is always somewhere.
Doing the most.
That's funny. That's crazy.
What are the odds? And then my brother's like coworkers like saw him and didn't know. I guess he doesn't know much that, I don't know, that I
saw Kevin
brother.
Meeting with an older man.
Well, they go, why are you talking to that Jason Nash guy? And then I think like when the CTOs would thought my brother like was making Jason like a bit for like their presentation. Like he was going to come in and like a character or something.
Oh, Jason would have done it too. If he just went along with it.
Yeah. But just like, what are the odds? That's crazy.
That's really funny.
Out of all places, Scottsdale, Arizona, out of all the hotels, same one.
I'm just imagining somebody going, and we hear we have the here to talk about whatever. Like, what was it for?
I don't know what the conference was for. Okay, but my brother works in public notices.
Like, okay. Yeah. It'd be so funny because Jason would just improv it.
Yeah.
Would just have him come on stage and everyone's just like, what the fuck is he talking about?
That would be good. I know.
So good. That would have been the perfect moment too because it just like it happened out of nowhere that he was there. Yeah. And Jason would have done it for Snapchat.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. It's just right there. Boom. Right in your lap.
I would love to see Jason like on Shark Tank or something like that too.
Just pitching something.
Oh, I was about to say, we're going to see the Titanic Museum thing next week.
Oh, fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I want
to
go.
When are we going?
Have you ever been to Noah's Ark?
I want to.
that big one.
Isn't it in like Kansas or somewhere random?
Wait.
They like rebuilt it to
exactly what it was.
Supposedly like the same size.
And who has that information?
The Bible.
The Bible says how big it was?
Well, if it fit 10,000 species of animals times two.
You do the math.
You do the math, okay?
So it's kind of a guesstimate on how big this ark was.
Just you go there and just go, question. Where'd they put?
It's as big as a cruise ship, but it's like, it looks like a small boat.
Oh, can we just start looking up the world's biggest things?
Wait.
Remember we thought that, or the world's longest
things? Oh, the world's longest things. Like, we wanted to look up just like any, like the world's longest things of anything.
Slides and
penises.
That's what I was figuring.
Or like
two types of people. Do water slide.
See, I want to go to that.
That's freaking cool.
That thing is sick.
My God.
Could you imagine?
That's like Disney World. Is there a roller coaster?
That looks like a theme park map.
You know, Six Flags Over Jesus.
Yeah.
There was something about
Six Disciples.
The theme park maps, though, that they were like that kind of like 3D, and then it had the ride. Yeah. Like looking at the map, it was at that like angle where everything was like kind of detailed, and then the ride was like,
It would take the most familiar part of the ride and just make that.
They have like the Judas like jet, like Judas. or the Noah Ark, but it's like flume. The pirate ship. You have all the animals just go up.
And every other seat is it's like an empty seat for you, but because the other seats are filled with like these animals.
No, it's got to be a flume drop and then the water.
That
is funny.
Did somebody, I felt like, oh, Todd got a piercing, but somebody else got a piercing.
Yeah.
Jordan.
Jordan got his ears pierced.
For the first time.
He loves them. They look really great on him.
Do you still have it?
Oh, where's your dangly?
You took your dangler out?
I took it out before I went to bed because it hurt.
Don't you have to keep them in for like a week?
I know. Heathen realized that I didn't have to. It was just a superstition.
Wait, you took the earring out?
And then
it's going to heal back up.
No, he put another, we switched the earrings.
Oh.
He's fine.
Have you been cleaning it with sea salt spray? All right, good.
Wait, what superstition?
No, they say to like leave it for like 4 months before you change it.
But why? Everyone who gets their ears pierced just puts in whatever they want.
Yeah,
as long as you just take care of it and clean it.
Yeah, the one that I got when I got my ears pierced was a giant diamond, so I had to replace it. It looked way too gaudy. They were giant, not... It just looked like giant diamonds.
I remember I had ones.
I never I never like noticed that you have your ears. Me too.
I just put my hoops back in. I went and got hoops the other day.
But you never had.
He hasn't worn jewelry in a while.
I used to have my cartilage. I had my nose pierced. I had my nipple. I had everything.
I know. But what's funny is like you switch it up like a lot. I don't like notice. Like if I started wearing earrings, I'll be like, Matt, you're wearing earrings. Like,
well, I know when you put your hoop in, I notice it.
I haven't put in my hoop in years. It closed up 3 years ago.
I bet it's still ready.
No, it's not. It closed up.
You're sure? You put your ears through a lot, Matt.
Yeah,
I sure do. I want to get it re-pierced just so I have like the hole.
Yeah, I'm really glad I have the hole forever. Like I'll the other night, where were we? Somebody had their earring out and I just took it. You put that big ass thing in.
Are you really going to pierce your belly button again?
No, but I still have the hole.
No, let me see.
There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way you could put it in. Yeah,
I had it in for like 4 months.
There's no way you could put it in.
I think so.
No. I wouldn't be able to put it back in, but I definitely have like a hole.
That is so funny.
But like, I definitely.
Belly button's thicker than like a regular earring.
Yeah, like my nipples, I'd never be able to put back in.
Ooh. He's showing. He used to wear the sheriff. Nipple piercing.
I used to have a sheriff badge that was this big, and it was the star.
It was like Janet Jackson.
It said sheriff, and the bar went right through the whole badge.
Oh,
Matt, like it's crazy. Like back then, it wasn't as funny as it is. Like thinking about it now, like
no,
now,
it was funny, Matt, because I would walk around Denny House with my shirt, and I think this one was like a handcuff.
Oh hell!
Ew. And it would like pop through the shirt. Like you would see the whole thing. And people are probably like, what is on your shirt? Like,
come on.
Oh, man.
I cannot believe I had those for so long. That was crazy.
I don't think your hairs are going to fall out of your head.
I know. They're staying in really.
They look. Actually, let me see.
Yeah, take a peek.
I think some already fell out.
Oh, no, they're going to fall out.
I can tell. Like, they're going to fall out. I could tell. I've done it before. I looked at it every day.
It's weird. There's like little baby ones starting to grow that I feel like they already fell out and now they're growing. Like, cause some of them are like this long that were implanted, and then some of them are like this, like really, really small coming in.
You don't think there are maybe different sizes?
Because no, they shaved my head down.
I know, but like, don't you think that there'd be like different sizes for each follicle? Like, they're not all like exactly the same size.
I mean, if they skinned my head.
No, I'm saying because under your skin, when they pull it out.
I don't know.
Do you sleep on a special pillow?
I did for like the first week. Now I just sleep normally.
Okay.
It's just so itchy. It is so itchy.
Your head,
in the middle of the night.
Made him wear gloves, like mittens.
Yeah,
because he was scratching at his head.
I woke up and there was like skin all under my nails, and I had clawed like the whole top of my head like raw. Like I was just like in my sleep,
I think you can rub your head now, right?
Yeah, I've been touching it.
Oh no! I'm saying like when you condition it.
Yeah, I've softly been.
Yeah, okay. You should do it. Do it twice. Do it 10 minutes before, or leave it in your hair for 10 minutes before you shower, and then do it again.
Yeah,
because it gets rid of your like scabs.
It's so flaky right now.
It's snowing up there.
Mm-hmm.
Call them head and shoulders.
Do they still sell that?
Sell some blue.
Sell some blue. Oh, yeah.
Don't wear black without the blue. Sell some blue.
Wow.
Ooh,
yeah.
Great.
See dandruff shampoo for sure.
They still have that brand though.
Yeah.
Very good. Wow. These brands, man. I always wonder how well is each brand doing? That one we've been using for years and been seeing for years. Like
I was wearing Selsun Blue and my psoriasis was really bad because like, remember like everything was just flaking out. Yeah. Selsun Blue.
Wow.
It works.
We have a Selsun customer still to this day. Awesome.
Hey.
Awesome.
You know what I didn't realize is that shampoo is for your hair, conditioners for your scalp.
What?
Isn't that right?
No,
conditioners for your hair too. It makes your hair soft.
It gets the knots out.
Yeah, it could be for your scalp, but for me, I always thought
most people with long hair only condition the ends.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like when I used to have my long hair, I wouldn't massage conditioner into my scalp.
Right.
I would only just like grab the ends.
Yeah, I try not to do it up here because my hair gets greasy really fast. So even when I wash it and condition it up here, it looks greasy. So I use a hair mask that's for your scalp.
I should start doing that. Scalp.
I let it sit. I wash everything else and then I rinse it out.
Yeah, you girls know everything.
Everyone's hair though is so different. Like you'll see someone on TikTok doing something to their hair and it's just because they have that type of hair.
Everyone's
hair is so different. Mm-hmm. It's just impossible.
I try not to wash it a lot. I like shampoo it like every week and a half.
Shampoo poo?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Is that gross?
And then you just water every other day?
Every other day.
I think majority people wash their hair. There's girls that have like wash day where it's once a week.
I do it three times a week.
I do it every other day.
Monday, Wednesdays, Friday.
I need it a lot.
Every time I shower, I shampoo.
I've just been told that it's not good for your hair. So, and like, because I'm losing my hair quickly.
They say you want to keep the oils. You don't want to strip the oils. But again, everybody's hair is different. I feel like I need mine washed twice a day.
Yeah.
It's also because I touch it all the time. So I get really greasy.
I feel like my hair looks the best like the next day after a shower though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I can't style my hair right out of the shower.
Or when you gel your hair and then you sleep in it and you wake up the next day.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Like I love hairspraying my hair and then the next day I wake up and it's full and
Man.
I love putting gel in my hair, but then like then rubbing a towel, like acting like you're getting it off of it.
Yeah.
Getting the product out of your hair and then it's like perfect. Like so you put the gel in, but then get a towel and try to get it off. And then it's like perfectly in your hair.
It's like leftovers.
It's more dense.
Yeah. Better the next day.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Cold spaghetti.
Cold spaghetti.
Out of the fridge.
No.
Cold spaghetti.
No, why do you like cold? Like, why do you like hot stuff cold? I feel like it's a lot of things you like.
Cold beans? Yo.
Ew.
Don't talk to me until you've had.
Oh, I've had some cold beans. Yeah.
No, out of the fridge from a tub, cold beans.
No.
Unmatched.
I just don't like, I don't understand that. You also like cold brownies, not hot.
Yes.
I like cold brownies. I agree with you. Yeah.
No, but he likes it better than hot brownies.
I would put it in the freezer.
It doesn't like matter.
Yes, it does matter. What? Like,
wait,
it's crazy.
You take a cold brownie and you heat it up in the microwave?
Absolutely.
Yo, that is weird.
I ain't about that.
Like some people. Okay.
It's a hot treat. What
do you put?
I like room temperature brownies.
Well, yeah, that too.
Firehouse brownies were the best, first of all.
Yes.
And saran wrap. I would ask them actually to get the ones from the fridge in the back, not the ones on this display. But then if I got it, I would throw it in the freezer at home.
Well, that's why you used to keep your cigarettes in the freezer.
Keeps them fresher longer. Yeah.
What?
What?
Yes, I did.
No, that's true. What? That's true.
Yeah, all my cigarettes, the whole carton.
It keeps it better.
The whole carton would be in the fridge.
Anything but food.
No.
Money, cigarettes.
Cigarettes always in the freezer.
Cigars on ice. Cigars on ice.
I never did cigars on ice.
But like, yeah, keeps them fresh.
You should put a little, like, droplets of water in each cigarette, and then you put it back in the freezer.
What?
You just start handing it to me. No, like, you go out at night, and you, like, pull out your cigarette to show people you have it, like, full pack. And people are like, ooh, can I bum one? You're like, sure. And it's an icicle. just see their reaction to lighting up an icicle cigarette. Oh, wow.
I'm surprised you did that. Because you would smoke them so fast, there wasn't time for it to go stale.
That's true.
It's true.
No, there's no way you would like let a pack go for more than 2 days.
Well, I cannot.
No fucking. No
I can't
freaking
believe
way.
I was a pack and a half a day.
Yeah, but hey, but you were happy. Crazy. You were happy.
I was.
He's still happy.
No, I'm saying like as much as he was destroying his body in all angles, he was still happy. Which I was like, because normally. people are, you know, you kind of like go down, like,
you know, it's bad and you know, you're a real smoker when you don't care if you finish the cigarette. I used to watch my mom. We would go to the mall. She would get out of the car and she would light a cigarette to walk up to the mall to smoke like this much of it. The whole thing is like this long. She smoked that much and she just put it out and walked in. I'm like, you're wasting it. I remember watching her being like, what was the point?
Yeah.
But then as I got older and I became like a smoker, I would do the same. I'd just be and like, that was it.
I'm surprised she doesn't like put it out and put it back in the cigarette.
No, she would never do that.
Dude, was your cigarette addiction ever bad where you'd be at the mall shopping and you would have to go out?
Yes.
Have a cigarette and go back to shopping? Like, that's what I knew. It was bad. Like, I'm like shopping going, ooh, I need a cigarette. Looking at clothes.
So bad.
Like, what?
Dude. Mine was so bad that like I also didn't have like the money to feed the habit.
Yeah.
It's very expensive. I used to, on break, I would go out in the ashtray and I would pick up half smoked cigarettes. Not lying. And then I would take a lighter and I would like burn the end of the filter where that they smoked from. And I would finish just other people's cigarettes.
My man came from the dumps.
I
look at
if
you,
I was
bro.
Real fancy, I'd have rolling papers and I would just empty
fancy.
All of their cigarettes into my own roll and then I'd roll that.
Oh my goodness. And
do you ever wonder, what if we just started smoking cigs again like old fucking time?
I have a feeling it's going to come back.
Would we suddenly be like,
I don't think it is.
I think it's going to. Yeah. I think now that everybody is addicted to these e-cigarettes, they already banned the flavors. Now they're going to ban them and people are going to be like, the only thing left is cigarettes. And then
what if this was the whole point to do that, to get back to cigarettes?
Because the people that like own the e-cigarette stuff own like the regular tobacco stuff. Like they're all
entangling with each other.
I don't think e-cigarettes are going anywhere. I think the flavors are going to get more boring, but they will always be more convenient than a cigarette.
No, they have to be boring. There can
only California though.
Only in California. I thought it was all over the.
Oh, Vegas.
But I'm saying overall,
sure
just
to
be allowed to smoke it, it's more convenient than a cigarette. You can get away with it on any place, anytime.
Got it,
Jordan. Wow. That ice is insane.
He has like a chewing issue. He sounds like there's a microphone in
his
mouth.
Wait, listen.
Jeez.
Gonna break your teeth.
It sounds like he's chewing his teeth.
Did David Dobrik chip his tooth?
Chip his tooth? Like,
why did I just feel like I heard about that?
Chipped his tooth.
Did I dream that?
Yeah, maybe. Just saw him today. He didn't chip a tooth, right?
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that was really funny the other night. Oh, Matt wasn't there.
What?
Oh, 1 second.
Are you surprised I made it this long?
No, I knew you. Right. I knew you'd stick with
it. You're good at like.
You knew that.
I knew you were like addicted, but like if you put your mind to something, you're gonna.
No, I wasn't surprised.
Yeah, you're good.
I will say, Zane, I'm very surprised that you didn't even try to start.
Yeah. Start what?
Start quitting.
Oh, I know.
I thought you were gonna at least try.
Say it? You promised.
I did.
I say a lot of things.
What do you want to do?
What do you want
me to hell?
You and Danielle were like, oh yeah, we're totally quitting. Absolutely, we're done with this. They're both just like.
I know. Crucify me.
Did you buy more?
No, it was that box. That's it. This is my last one. I literally can't buy anymore.
He said he's going to drive it across. He's going to make Leah drive across the state line.
You got to get to Nevada. Yeah,
get to Reno.
Do what you got to do.
Get to Reno.
Do whatever you need to do.
No.
I need them by tonight.
You want to hear something? You want to hear something crazy? I think this is going to work. I think this is going to work. Hear me out.
Okay, we're listening.
Vapes, done. I can't do vapes, right? Doesn't matter. The week, whatever. I cannot do vapes. Somebody has a vape. Nope, I can't smoke it. But if I want to smoke, I have to smoke a cigarette. And I don't like smoking cigarettes. But that's the only thing I'm allowed to smoke.
See, this is what I was talking about. This is where they get you.
But I know, Zane, you're going to be like, give me the fucking vape.
If all
you're
I can do is cigarettes.
I just feel like you're going to have a bad day. You're going to be like, fuck the cigarettes. Give me the fucking vape.
But I can't. I don't like the other vapes. I genuinely cannot
posting
stand
on close friends.
Those
anybody vapes. Have any more?
You do realize that all the smoke shops still sell all the flavor crazy shit.
When I did get the box from the smoke shop that used to go to, the lady, it was so sad. The lady told me she was down sales by 70%.
Oh yeah, they're going out of business.
70%.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Oh yeah.
That's so sad.
But you know what? Somebody out there is already thinking of a new thing.
Yeah, there's always a loophole. How did they do that with like the Jewels couldn't do it, but then the Puff Bars could do it, and then the Puff Bars couldn't do it, and then the right. Elf Bars could do it. Then it was the this bar, and then the hype.
It was more of like a. It wasn't. I think it had nothing to do with being illegal or like a law. It was more like a cease and. Like, wasn't it, like, not, it wasn't illegal. It
oh, was they, just, they were attacking the individual brand. That's right. Like, exactly. Jewel got attacked. And then
and
they
now
got
it's, for, like, anything. It doesn't matter what brand it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
There'll be something else that comes out. It's going to be the new thing.
I wanted to go back to,
yes,
like, Chaw. the big chief. Just, I want to see kids' hands in bags of straight tobacco leaves. Just
oh, my God.
I want to see... Like
what movie was it?
Sandlot.
Sandlot.
And then just I want to see a spittoon. I want to walk into a bar and there's a communal bucket.
Why does it make that sound? Why does it go? What? Yeah. What is it?
It was. I guess it was just the.
Is it like a lever? Like the spit hits something and then that causes it to.
How is it doing? How is it tinging? If it's just a bunch of leaves.
No, you're spitting. You like. Have a bunch of like juice in your mouth and you spit.
What's it called?
A spittoon.
What's it? Can you look up a spittoon? How does a spittoon?
Is it spittoon a place in SpongeBob? The Spittoon Lagoon or something?
The Goo Lagoon?
Oh.
Yeah, the spit. Look right there.
I think it's just like the material, like the metal when you just like spit onto it. Like it just has like a.
That's what the shoes make in SpongeBob.
Squeaky shoes? Yeah, I wanna walk into bars and everybody's spitting in a bucket. I want to see that.
You really want to see that?
And then there's a shootout, and then you go outside, and whoever's got the quickest draw.
You know, for shits and kicks.
And spits.
I can't believe people did shootouts.
Shootouts?
Yeah, like, dude, imagine that. It wasn't like, yo, you got beef, let's fight. It's like, no, we're gonna walk outside, we're going to turn our backs to each other. And then on the count of three, we're going to turn around as quick as we can and shoot at
Isn't
each other.
Isn't that crazy? Like death.
Yeah, who was like, you ever brought someone today?
That is imagine living in that time.
Just like, I miss Johnny. He shouldn't have done that shootout. He shouldn't have done that shootout. Yeah. Like just damn.
We were talking about the other day. Like, imagine being like a part of a gang, like a gang family. Like, always having to be on the lookout and always having to watch your back every single day until the day you die.
I couldn't.
And like, you can't get out of it. Like, once you're in it, you're in it for life. You're always connected. You could be. All the way across the country, they'll find you.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. RocketMoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. What was the fast food thing? What are you talking about? Yo, we're
just you missed out.
We were going over the most popular discontinued items in every fast food joint, and we like
it was
could not believe
back what, the most insane
it was
memories.
Crazy what we were finding. We really wanted to show you.
Was this for content?
No, we just it was after the high episode. We had ordered Taco Bell, and we were just like got to talk about yo. You remember when they had this? And then we were like going like back and forth about other items, and then we looked it up, and there's lists of people that like have been putting like their favorite. Do you remember McDonald's had salad shakers? Do you remember that?
Yes, Beyonce, Destiny's Child promoted them. Like, dude, it was they would like those with the top. It was almost like a McFlurry kind of.
Yes,
and you would just shake it, and then they would also have those those like lettuce wraps at like McDonald's.
Okay,
right?
Do you remember McDonald's when they, I don't know how long it ran, but it was the best thing they had. They were called the McChicken Selects.
Yes.
It was like actual real chicken tenders.
Yes.
And then they had the McChicken Select wraps that were the best thing in the world. And they got rid of all of these things.
Mm-hmm. And they were in that like paper container and you would like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we were talking about the apple pies
and,
from
and
McDonald's.
The Hershey
they
pie.
They don't do apple pies
anymore.
The
little turnovers. I haven't seen them.
No, I used to fuck up those Hershey pies. They were so good.
Dairy Queen's McStory Mystery? Or Misty? Yeah. I remember that.
Dude, there was some good ones.
Or Matt, do you remember? Or Taco Bell used to have the, it was their version of a Sloppy Joe. It was like the taco meat on a bun. Like it was one of Taco Bell's burgers.
I never heard
of
it.
But it was a Sloppy Joe.
Oh. And then do you remember when KFC did the sandwiches, but instead of buns, they were chicken?
Oh, double down. Double down.
The sandwich was two chickens with just cheese and lettuce and bacon in the middle. And you're biting two chickens. What is that?
Double down.
That was how about double it and give it to the next person?
Double bypass surgery.
It was too much. It was way too much.
Wait a minute. KFC did have something that was amazing and we would always drive through to get it. They were in like a wrapper and there was like three different kinds. Do you remember this?
Oh, I say that again?
I still love the bowls. The bowls are the best thing at KFC.
It was like a wrapper and then it was like a bun, like a sesame bun. And there was like three different like flavor things. Oh man, I don't remember what it was, but they were amazing. The Chicken Littles.
Those. Oh, yeah.
I remember those.
Oh, remember when Burger King made like the black burger?
What?
Yes, the black buns with the patty. You've never seen.
Yo, it was black.
No.
Yes. It was like wasn't this like a promo for some movie?
Yeah, it was a promo for something.
What is that?
I can't believe you've never seen that.
No.
Yeah, that was promoted everywhere for Halloween. Oh my God.
That's the black cheese.
That's insane.
No way. They did not do the. Oh,
that is disgusting. Zane brought it up. Do you remember when BK changed their nuggets to crowns?
It was like crown shaped. Remember that?
Yes. Oh, wait, I thought there was like, were there dinosaur shapes too?
No, dinosaur. No, that's dino nuggets.
Look at you.
They look like Patrick.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, because is their logo's a crown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then do you remember the Szechuan sauce from McDonald's?
Yes.
Mulan Szechuan sauce.
Oh, yes.
The best.
Didn't they bring it back for a little bit, like a couple of years ago?
I feel like they did.
I feel like they did a mukbang with like Joe or something. And it was like the Szechuan sauce. Yeah.
I'm glad they brought the BK chicken fries back because those were money.
Yeah. They just need to bring back the spicy chicken nuggets and then I'll be happy. But
I never feel like there's a good Wendy's nearby us.
Oh, we just hit Wendy's the other day.
Love Wendy's.
We got destroyed from the Wendy's. Like, shit your pants on the drive home.
Oh, no.
Bad.
You ate too much?
Not even.
Wendy listens to this podcast.
It tasted...
Oh, my God. Like, Wendy's listens to this.
No, it tasted good, but, like, I just, like, don't eat fast food a lot. So when I do, it just, like...
Yeah.
It don't sit right.
Yeah, I ate In-N-Out the other
but
day
they
and it
have,
went right through me.
They have a new... It's like a marinara with a mozzarella stick on top of their burgers.
What?
Oh.
Is it their meatball marinara?
That's enough.
That's enough.
This is at Wendy's?
Yes.
This doesn't sound like Wendy's.
I know. You could either do it with like a chicken patty or you could do a burger.
Jordan,
with
show.
The mozzarella fried cheese on top with marinara sauce.
So it's kind of like a chicken parmesan that they
basically
make? Like, what did it, and what? How was it?
It was like a chicken parm.
I always like,
I like when they try stuff though. Like step out of the box. That's true. Make something crazy.
I was like, when you order at Wendy's, it's like they make you like get on an amusement park.
Why?
Yeah, because like all the other fast food places, you just walk right up and you order. Wendy's has like a metal.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah.
Shit. Like you'd be like, there could be no one there. You're like, hello. He'd be like zigzagging, like, hold on, I'll be there soon.
Like a barricade?
Yeah, like the line, the queue.
Yeah. It's like, but it's like metal. It's like in the, yeah. It's in the garage. It ain't like a ribbon. Like, yeah. It is like, all right. You can like sit and hang. You can sit and hang out like at a window.
You would just put your legs to the top.
Right, that was the hangout spot after school. You sat, you hung out in the line.
They had the sunroom, like the little solarium
yes.
on the side.
Matt, you ready for this?
What?
Remember Bacon Sunday at Burger King.
Burger King Bacon Sunday.
Bacon Sunday. You don't remember that?
Oh, look, that's the
ooh.
Chicken bar.
That looks amazing.
Is that supposed to be like a ciabatta bun? Make it seem like it's that Italian.
Is, yeah, Mariah, it's Italian mozzarella chicken.
I don't claim Wendy's.
Asiago.
Wow, I bet you eat one of those. You probably love it.
That they're doing too much. It's, they're putting everything on the menu in one.
But you eat White Castle burgers.
Yes, I do.
Only the frozen ones.
Yeah, I don't go into the restaurant.
It's White Castle in person.
So frozen, you don't even heat it up.
No. I'm saying the ones you get from the grocery store, the frozen ones, are way better than ordering a fresh White Castle.
That's insane. That's crazy.
I used to eat, when I get home from school, my little snack before my parents got home.
Yes.
White Castle, microwave it.
Yes, ooh,
I loved it because there were no White Castles like in Dallas.
Yeah.
My mom, that was her craving when she was pregnant with me. I think that's the only reason why. Because I am not a fan of microwavable food at all. White Castle cheeseburgers, my guilty pleasure.
Puts it down.
That's all my mom ate when she was pregnant with me.
Yeah.
It's got to be something in the umbilical. What's it called?
Yeah.
Something.
What's it called?
Umbilical cord.
We should take you to every fast food place and you have to try out.
I think I'm okay.
You have
I'm
to, though.
I'm sick right now. But
you've never done it, though. You've never eaten it.
You got to get the toys too. Make up for all like the lost toys you didn't get too.
Yeah, I did have her try Taco Bell.
Those Happy Meals were the best things in the world.
Do you remember the Rugrats watches from Burger King?
Yes.
The Chucky one with the bananas green. And you could like scratch and sniff it. I was thinking, I was looking on eBay and I was like, should I buy this or should I not? I just wanted to like have it in my hand.
I went to the oldest McDonald's in Downey and they have side of the restaurant is a whole little... museum, I guess.
Yeah.
In the case, they have the original Happy Meals and the toys.
Oh, that's really cool.
And it shows all the different packaging. Looking at the old McDonald's packages, you don't remember them changing it, but when you see like the sleeves from like the 90s that we would go get as
kids.
Or
the trays.
And you see the cups, like the way it looks. You don't realize that it had been changing, but seeing that because they have them all on display, you're like, "Oh my god, I remember!"
I literally
these.
Can't even picture it right now what the like what the
old wait. So the old crazy. McDonald's packaging looked like in our time. It had blue
McDonald's.
In it. It was red, yellow, and there was a little accent of blue behind the M. Look up 90s McDonald's packaging.
No, that's too old.
Oh, look at the bag on the bottom right. You see that?
Oh yes, that one, that brown bag. Yeah, that second picture.
Oh yes.
The second picture.
So weird.
Look at that.
Yeah, it was blue.
Yes,
that's
blue
what I remember.
That it's not like that still.
No.
that is. If someone told me draw McDonald's, I would draw that.
Also, did you ever notice Ronald used to just be standing by a trash can, throwing it away? Now he's running to the trash can to throw it away.
Oh, really?
As a way to like promote people to like really throw away their stuff rather.
That looks reusable.
Do you know like people now just call. The brands right now and our whole branding blands
they're getting more bland, they call them blands
like we just you can create any type of product just make it look as boring as possible
that
they're taking the color out of everything
I went to like a strip mall the other day and every store looked exactly the same because it looked I hate to use this as an example see unfiltered every store
like a shit logo like this
every store was black and white with like a black and white font that was it all looked the same
I miss the old Taco Bell logo too. I hate the new one. I'm going to say it.
I can't even picture
the new one is just white and purple.
The old one used to be pink.
I miss the old one that looked like a dragon eye. Like
wait, no, it was a bell.
Look, yeah. But it looks like a dragon eye.
Whoa, I never noticed that.
Oh, okay.
You see it? Like the yellow is the eyeball and that's like the little highlight on the eye.
All right.
It looks like this.
All right, go off. Fucking
yeah, I don't like that. They're taking the fun out of everything.
Did y'all go to a roller rink recently?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did the other day.
How was
freaking
that?
I love roller rinks. They're so fun. Whether you're good or not, it's always a blast.
Not for me.
They're so fun.
I feel like I'm working out more. Like I feel like I'm trying to stay up more.
You're thinking too much.
Oh, you have trouble with it? Yeah, you're
teaching them how to do the crossover?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to learn how to master that. Like I can roller skate, but not do like the
in the world.
You ever see videos of just like a bunch of dudes who are like older guys?
Yeah, go to this roller rink. It's insane. Yeah.
My dad loves rollerblading or roller skating.
Moonlight is really cool. Yeah. We went on the 18 plus night, fully nude. no, but we all went to one in like Northridge a long time ago. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And it was like super, super old crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just all these old dudes getting down like
they were dressed to the nines.
It was so sick.
It was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
And you did not want to be in there because you didn't want to
make them look bad. Yeah.
You don't want to be in there.
I don't think we bothered stepping foot in there.
No,
we just sat there and watched for like an hour.
It was really entertaining.
We were there for about 45 minutes just watching them.
Because they're really good. A certain song plays and they're all like Earth, Wind, and Fire plays. Like, oof. Everyone know the steps?
It's just cool. It's just cool that they all.
They were line dancing while skating in a circle.
Yeah.
Insane.
Like they all just do that every Sunday night. It's cool. A Sunday night.
Do they only run out roller skates or can you get blades?
It's just skates, only
the
quad. You gotta bring your own if you're.
Yeah. Yo, but then some people there have the ones with the mini wheels, like the low rider skates.
Mm. Uh-huh.
And they're loud. Them things are cool.
Yeah.
Like loud?
Yes. Like it sounds like they're like metal wheels. Like,
oh, wow.
Grinding on the wood.
Oh, shit.
It's sick. People are just smooth with it. I love it.
I got so high the other night, by the way. Did you guys like notice that?
Yeah.
Or was I normal?
No, you
said you got high.
Hit you after the episode though, because
after the episode.
Took another edible later in the episode because nothing was hot. You guys felt fine.
Yeah.
And then it hit you guys like an hour after filming. You destroyed my kitchen.
Did I really? I was.
No.
No, I've never, like, I was pretty close to that cookie night.
Oh,
on the couch. Yeah, I was pretty close. I was so scared. You guys were talking about stuff and I kept feeling like you all were staring at me.
Really?
Like, and like ready to pounce.
This was the earthquake night.
No, I was fine by the earthquake.
I almost had a panic attack during our episode. When Jordan was like telling a story, I was just thinking about myself and like I looked down at my social media for one thing and I was like, I want to delete everything.
you had a whole thing too.
Yeah, I had like half a joint and like half an edible. And jeez. Also the other half that you gave me. I was stoned out of my mind.
Oh my God.
That episode, I don't even remember.
I honestly don't remember.
Right when we got out, I got a lift home and I was just like, goodbye. But then what was crazy is suddenly when I went home and I was watching the show, that when I was sober was so confusing to me. And then I was high, the whole show made sense. And I was like, I love this show. I get everything that's going on. It's wild how like an altered state of mind was like suddenly clicks in.
Yeah.
And everything
just
made sense.
But I just wanted to apologize. because it was... I wish you were in my body. You would be like, damn, you are gone. I felt like it was on the moon.
You just didn't stop eating.
Yeah, I had to keep eating in order to just feel better. I had to focus on something and I had to be eating or else I would.
You killed the entire bag of Milanos.
Yes, I did.
And I haven't even opened them yet.
Oh, that's why you gave it to Mariah.
Yeah, that was really fun.
But looking at your face in that video, you could tell you were like,
I was like, what's his deal? And I realized Zane seemed
odd. I was with aliens for sure.
You were so disappointed when I told you to like just throw it to me. You were like, do you want this? And I put my hand up for you to throw it. And you're like, no.
It's the last one.
I ate them all.
You did a number on that Taco Bell too.
I know. I felt really
good. And I made you macaroni.
Wow.
Stuck a feather in his hat.
You're good. Dairy. Carbs.
Do you remember the 6-year-old Thin Mints that I busted out?
No! Yes. No! Oh, at
6 years old.
Oh my God, you're gonna... It was. Oh, I forgot about this. Oh man, we were just like eating stuff. So I pulled out like I just have like Thin Mints in the freezer on deck. You never know when you're gonna want some. So it was like
it tasted perfect.
6-year old package.
Huh? You haven't been living in this house 6 years.
They travel with. They age like fine wine.
It's crazy.
And then I gave Jordan one. I just walked over and we like put it in his mouth. And he's like, oh, these are good. These are 6 years old. And then we were just like eating snacks and we were like trying stuff. And then Zane found the drawer that had the peanut butter dog treats, the really hard ones from Trader Joe's that look like the regular peanut butter cookies.
Yes.
So Zane knocked over and put it in Jordan's hand. Jordan snaps it because he's sitting here on his DS on his
He
back.
Is in his own world and he's just playing, like eating it.
He just
starts
biting it and then he's like, oh, these are disgusting.
He's like, these are bland.
But he kept chewing it.
And just kept chewing
like he was
it.
Being so polite.
Oh,
about
I've been
it.
There before.
And then we all just started dying. And then he looked at it. He's like, "What is this?" And then we started laughing. We were like, "Oh, it's a dog treat." And then he freaked out.
And we're like, "Oh, this guy!" Like he was so focused. Like, "Oh, he's gonna eat anything.
He's gonna eat anything." I was like, "Give him something like because he likes candy."
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't find any like sweet candy or like sour candy. And all we had was the bag of the weed gummies that looked like just like blue jelly gummies. So I gave a handful to Zane. I was like, Zane, go give him some gummies to make up for.
So you guys did not feed him.
He's sitting there and I put it on his chest. He goes.
He took the whole group of them. Threw it in his
All mouth. Of the gummies? Guys. That's not cool. He didn't
started,
know.
No, I he literally started chewing, and I
it was
and
like
I took
a puppy.
It,
Zane,
I took it out of his mouth.
Like Zane blamed him. He goes, "Spit those out! Spit those out!"
Zane grabbed him by the mouth. started fingering his mouth to get him out.
I didn't think he was gonna chew that quickly because he went.
I can hear the ice. So.
There's an episode of The Office where they try to see what, like, if they can get Stanley's attention in any way. So they do the most absurd things around him, and he just doesn't notice anything. That's Jordan.
Yeah,
when he's on his DS.
That's so funny.
His my man, DS.
My man was. Gaming.
Oh wait, what is it?
Switch.
MTV.
Switch?
MTV DS.
MTV tres.
DS.
Oh, did you guys know? You have to have known this already. Carol, they found Kara Baskin's dead husband.
Yes.
What?
After years. I did not hear this.
They found Carol Baskin's dead husband that everybody said she killed.
Yeah.
Where did they find him?
Like in Puerto Rico.
Is he alive or his body?
He's alive.
He's alive?
Wait.
Yeah.
How come I didn't hear about this?
I saw an article like a few days ago.
I'm pretty sure I said this on the podcast.
Wait, you did?
I'm pretty sure.
When?
A little while ago.
When did they find him?
A while ago.
You've never talked about it on the podcast, but you have talked about it in human behavior.
In human.
Yeah. I remember seeing something about it a while ago.
I don't remember you talking
about it. Yeah. But that's crazy.
Yeah. I thought it was fucking insane. But now that I know it happened months ago, it's not cool anymore.
He's alive.
Alive.
Yeah. But like, screw him for not coming out and saying, "Hey, my ex-wife didn't fucking murder me."
Yeah, he should have missed out on a book deal.
But you know, he was sitting there laughing. Obviously, he probably had a very bad breakup, so he probably to get back at her.
Honestly,
but that's really messed up, though. Yeah. Like to put her through that, that's really evil. Because I truly thought she. I don't know. She just had that like vibe.
Imagine being him and then watching all these kids on Carol Baskin killed her husband. And then like you're just sitting there like watching all this go down. Like, and you're alive.
Is Tiger King still in jail?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
He is still in jail?
He went to jail for, it was a conspiracy to something or was it the-
It was like money, right? Money endangering people. It was a bunch of shit. And drugs.
Something.
It's a combination.
I really.
What's his name again? Joe Exotic.
Was like Masha on the show?
No. Okay, so.
What?
Who's Masha?
Apparently, Masha was one of the girls in one of the episodes of like the tiger with like the ring or something. I don't like it was something like that. Then I didn't know she was on the show until that TMZ article came out of her mugshot.
I'm so confused.
Masha, like we. One day on TMZ.
She's like the Vegas friends.
Mishka.
Oh,
Mishka.
Masha's a friend?
Yeah. Masha. That's Brett Robinson's friend, Masha.
I never met her.
You never met her? Okay,
never
so.
Met her in my life.
She, a TMZ article came out of her and it was her mugshot. We're like, oh my God, what is this? And it says Tiger King's something, Masha. We're like, huh?
What?
And it was like, charged for stealing a calabrera or whatever. And I'm like, what is going on?
A capybara?
Whatever that is. What is
that? The animal, the capybara?
Yeah, capybara.
It's the giant rat. We had that like 45 minute episode.
No. It was like a lamp or something. It was like a calabrera. It was called something like
okay.
that. A calabrera lamp. But it was apparently it's very, very expensive. But like the story was that like she just took it. I don't know. I forget.
Masha took it?
Yeah. But it was like, I forget what she told me, but here, let me read the article because I like could not believe my eyes. It said, Tiger King hot nanny arrested. Hot nanny arrested for stealing $5,000 candelabra from Vegas club.
Oh, so she didn't steal on the show. She just stole Vegas. But they're calling her.
She's in. She's
I got in that whole headline mixed
but
up.
Masha's in Tiger King. Like she's in the. She's
apparently. I didn't know that.
What?
That is Tiger King's hot nanny.
What is going on?
Yeah, I'm so. I feel like this is a high episode.
Yeah,
I'm wasted
all
right
over
now.
The place.
Yeah, no, this is definitely a high episode.
I don't like talking about sad things, but something sad really did happen.
Oh, so I love hearing about sad things.
No, what? No, I'm.
Yeah, I'm so pretty sad. Like.
Oh, you know
one of the chickens?
No.
On TikTok, there's this father-son duo.
Yes,
the Enky Boys.
E-N-K-Y. And the son is this incredible, like, lip syncer. Like, he's very good at acting.
We show you the kid all the time with his dad.
Oh, the one that's, like, a really good actor.
Amazing, good at acting.
He syncs perfectly.
And he ended up getting on the George Lopez show.
He's on the George Lopez show now.
The kid. He's amazing.
Wait, he's on the actual show?
Yeah, he's amazing.
But you know how he always filmed TikToks with his dad?
He was incredible.
He was in a movie with Kevin Hart, and he's killing it. He's in. Super talented kid. Talented family. They also have a daughter. He's married. Like, they're just a very sweet family. The dad had cancer for a while, and he just passed away the other day.
Oh, my God, no.
35 years old. Yeah.
He had colon cancer. It's awful.
35, that's...
I feel so bad.
I know when it came up on my feed, I was like, oh God, no, no,
I know.
No, no,
I did.
No, no,
I was like this. No, no, no.
I was like, it was almost too hard for me to like sit there. And
oh
like
my God.
Like,
he's
six.
Oh my God.
So talented.
Mm-hmm.
How is the dad? I've only seen like the lip syncing TikTok. I've never seen like an actual.
From what I can see, the kids are very well raised, super polite.
Yeah.
Like they just seemed like a normal happy family.
Oh my God.
And he was posting about his cancer and trying to like raise awareness for colon cancer, and he was like, go get checked, whatever. And he kept posting, he was like, I'm doing good, I have to switch chemos, but I'm doing good, and all this stuff. And
wow,
he's passed. So I can't even imagine what they're going through.
This happened a couple days ago.
I think it happened yesterday, actually.
Damn, everybody send love to the kid. What's his name? The
Bryce.
I kind of want to go get checked for colon cancer now.
I mean, even if you feel like you have a scare, remember when I like thought I had a scare to see, just get checked. It's much better just getting a check and just knowing that you did it.
I know. I had a friend of mine who had esophageal cancer.
You thought you did?
No, a friend of Patricia and I's had it, and we were in during the summer. This was summer of 2020. We were having like dinner, and he was complaining that he was having a tough time of swallowing things that whole time at the lake. And he went to get it checked out.
Swallow?
No, he just was just like he had a tough time like getting down his food and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then he went and he got it checked out, and he was at stage 4 esophageal cancer. Had to get removed. And then I remember the last time I saw him. God, so sad. Last time I saw him, I met with him to talk about his podcast that he was going to make because he was starting chemo treatment. And he was like, you have a podcast. I just want to know like what tips or like what mics and stuff I should get. I gave him that recommendation. And then he started, and then he passed away within 2 months.
Wow.
2 months. Crazy. And I was just looking at pictures of us on New Year's, and I was like, it's wild how when you're with someone and their team seems totally fine. And it also sucks because like, I'm a type of person where like, oh, everything's okay. Even the time when we found out that he had the cancer and it wasn't looking good, I was still like, but this is going to be optimistic.
You're still being optimistic.
Yes. Yeah. Because also you don't, it's someone who also is pretty anxious and they feel like that they're going to die, and that you also don't at the same time want to be just like making it like too forced or intense for them, where it's like, come on, don't you want to look at the sunset a little bit longer?
Yeah.
And you don't want to piss them off. Like, now you're just annoying me and reminding me that I'm going to die.
You almost just act nothing's wrong.
Yeah. But then you want to be optimistic, but then you don't want to be too optimistic.
And you don't want
to
give them like a too long of a hug. Cause you like feel like it might be like, you're like, I think about
but
stuff.
But then,
like
then it sucked when it happens in 2 months. That's so
but
sad.
I mean, I did not know him as long as Patricia had known him like her entire life. Like it was really like wild on her end. But just for me, I was just like still so optimistic. And then what was wild, sorry, this is taking a little sad of a turn. And then it's crazy. So when he died, I'm going to say privacy of their names. Then, so he died, Then I go to Dallas and I run into this other guy. He comes up to me and he goes, hey, aren't you friends with Lauren so-and-so? And I was like, yeah, I know Lauren so-and-so. A good friend of mine from college at UT. And I go, I haven't talked to her in years. How is he? He goes, I'm dating her. She lives in Austin, but we're together. And I go, get out of here. No way. And he goes, hold on, let me FaceTime her. And we FaceTime her and all this shit. I'm like, oh my God. And I had to take a picture of us together. I sent it to her. I was like, dude, so nice to meet your boyfriend. My friend was like, dude, you know that guy who just came up to you and talked to you? I'm like, yeah. He's like, he's dying. He has cancer. I'm like, he was kind of nearby. And I was like, okay. I was like, but I'm just talking to someone. Let's not talk about that. Whatever. Then sure enough, that guy died 2 months after I saw him. And I was like, damn. Crazy. I had like, it was just two people that were like close I had interactions with and stuff.
So do you like just not like really like notice or obviously like you don't really notice it until like it gets bad, right? That's
yeah.
And you just have that much time left.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
way too late at that point.
Most of the time people don't catch it until it's like too late.
It's tough. It's really tough. And like sometimes, for the interactions I have with them, it's just how it happened.
Yeah.
Like I didn't, if they were long time relationships, I think I would view it differently. It was just spooky.
Yeah.
Where you just have interaction, you don't know when it will be your last. Not to say where it needs to be paranoid to the point where you're so scared of getting diagnosed, you're most likely fine.
Yeah.
It's just makes you count your blessings for sure.
Makes me want to go to a doctor's office right now.
Yeah, I want to do one of those like full scans.
Yeah. You can't and you can do that.
Yeah.
People do it like I feel like people do it like every year.
For being a firefighter. They literally like check for absolutely everything.
Oh yeah.
It's like a life scan. Smart. I wanna
You gotta that. make sure you're in mint condition before saving somebody else's life, huh? Mm-hmm.
Sorry, was that dark? Was that
No, I mean just a lot of sad stuff.
Life can be dark sometimes.
Yeah, it really can be.
That teacher that got shot by the 6-year-old student.
I just found out about this too.
If you have no idea, there was a 6-year-old student who shot his teacher. She survived. She's alive. She's lawyering up.
I did not. Did not hear about this.
The 6-year-old brought a gun to school.
Oh, wait, a 6-year-old?
Six-year-old
brought a gun to school. She heard a rumor that he had the gun.
So I just told Heath that today. I said, sorry to interrupt you.
No,
it's over. Just heard today. So the teacher got a lawyer. She got shot. She survived. She got lawyers.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's informed now that the school was warned 4 times throughout the day that this kid had a weapon. There was rumors going around the school that he had a weapon. He brought the gun to recess, put it in his pocket, was showing kids and saying, if you say anything, I'll shoot you. So the kids were going to the teachers and the staff was like, the principal, whoever was like, his pockets look too small for a gun. There's no way.
Yeah.
And then the teacher said, oh, students are going around. There's a rumor that he has a weapon. Can the principal search him? The day's almost over. Let's just finish out the day.
They looked in his back. And then they looked in his backpack and it wasn't there. You go, oh, he doesn't have it. And they're like, oh, well, it could be on him. And they're like, yeah, the pockets and stuff.
And then in the middle of class, he shot her. Lawyer up. Charge the parents, charge the school.
The fact that they got warned that many times and still.
Yeah.
Even after everything that's happened.
Right.
You're not going to take that a little bit more seriously? That's fucking
like,
nuts.
Obviously, 6 years old sounds unimaginable. It does not sound real.
I can't like even picture
but
that.
You never know. Still, if an adult is warning another adult, hey, I'm hearing kids talk about a weapon that they saw at recess, check.
Yeah. And it's not like you're going up to like a grown adult being like, let me search you. Like,
yeah,
pick the kid up.
Yeah.
And just,
but then, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. And by no means am I justifying it, but also I think, I also think kids, they think, oh, well, it's probably either a toy gun or you wouldn't think a 6-year-old would bring a gun to school versus like a 16-year-old bringing a gun to school.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, well, that's what's like so scary is like, it actually like did happen and it was real and it.
But imagine Zane being a teacher. They're like, Zane, I think one of your students has a gun. He's like, I'm not going to check. If he's got a gun, why do I gotta be the one to check?
Where was this?
Yeah, where was this?
I want to say
Virginia.
Virginia. Oh, Virginia.
She looks so
West funny. Virginia.
If you have kids,
show the kids.
Lock your guns up. There's
get
no way.
Safe.
Like,
yeah.
I don't understand how kids can get a hold of their parents' guns. That doesn't make sense to me.
Also, on top of it, your kid knows how to use a gun. Your 6-year-old knows how to use a gun?
I'd be.
She's young though, and the rest of her life is set. She's good.
Wait, really?
Think about.
Oh no! Yeah, yeah, you're
she
settled.
Sue the school.
Because the school didn't check. Okay,
yeah,
wow.
She warned them.
If she's the teacher, why didn't she check?
Because there's probably rules where like you can't like if somebody needs to get searched. Like think about in school, like my teachers never did it. If somebody was suspicious, they would have the security.
Think about it. Remember security would come to the classroom in the middle of class and check your bag?
Because then she could have gotten in trouble.
I remember that for high school.
Anything. These are children. You got to think it's even worse.
Yeah. I'm a little more strict for kids.
He's 6 years old. Like,
come here, bud. Come here. Could you empty your pockets for me real quick?
I think that teacher can get in trouble for that.
I think back then it was okay, but I think she probably thought like, I don't want to get in trouble. So let me ask a higher up, you know?
God, that
and then she has so other crazy. Students to look after. So it's not like, think about her searching him in the middle of a classroom and then she finds it. Then she's got to call somebody. She has a swept, like, she asked for backup.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Give her the backup.
You know, she saw that when she saw that gun. She would.
And anything to not traumatize the kids. If she searched for it and all the kids saw that she pulled out a gun.
It's crazy that that's what the buildup, it all led to it. She had this suspicion. She knew about it. It happened. And then it went down and she's the one who ends up being shot.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
Like, it's just how it all goes down. Like, do you have the gun? Is that it under the table? Give it to me right
Wait,
now.
Wait,
bam.
Was
like,
she,
what?
Do you think, was she the target the whole time? Or did she just?
I think so.
I'm sure she probably gave him homework and he's upset. And you know what I mean? You don't know his home life. You don't know where he comes from. So it's but at the same time, you don't know her home life. What if her parents are sick and she needs money and she can't make enough money because she's a teacher? So she lawyered up. She's going to win the fight. She's going to have all this money to take care of her pet.
She somehow doesn't win.
You don't know. Like, it could. Everything happens for a reason. You don't know, like, her
path. Hopefully there's insurance money or, like, that the school doesn't go broke or...
No, yeah, let the school go broke.
Honestly, if their staff, if they get a suspicion like that and staff doesn't do anything, that's pretty bad. You might have to replace everybody.
The fact that they kept coming up with excuses, like, his pockets look too... They looked at him and said his pockets are too small for a gun.
Oh, yeah.
Frig?
It was probably you know those like little guns.
Pistol?
It's probably like a little 22.
Like they're pretty tiny.
You could buy a 22 that's this big.
Yeah.
She was probably like pop quiz.
Stop.
Pop this.
Stop.
Mariah, damn, that was so good, but way too soon.
I mean, she's good. She's good.
Pop quiz.
It is six.
Fuck.
Oh yeah, we got it. We got to end this. Damn, that was so good. We have to keep that in. Sorry. We have to keep that in. That was way too good to take
out. I get canceled for it when I'm trying to spread awareness. But they only pinpoint that part.
Ooh, all right. Well, we're going to close this bitch out. Thank you so much for joining us on another episode of Unfiltered with the whole cast, including Jordan, who we appreciate so much. Hello, Pierce Devil. You could check us out, audio form, every Monday on Google, Pandora, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and check us on YouTube. We post every Tuesday at youtube.com/Zane and Eth. Zane and Eth. We have a Patreon page, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, where we post bonus episodes. We post live Q&As, which we got to do this month. We're going to do a live Q&A this month. We post unwind videos, so we keep the camera rolling for like 30 minutes, whatever, right after we're done, and we just record.
You just get to see like an extended cut of the podcast.
I kind of had a stroke in that.
I was going to chime in.
Thank you so much.
We also post early access to all these episodes. You get them a few days early, and you're going to get them ad-free. And as soon as you become a Patreon member, you're going to get access to everything we've ever posted. So you're going to get all of the bonus episodes we've done. We actually just have a brand new high episode on our Patreon with... actually Jordan and Todd. It's a boys episode, and if you want to check that out, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. Also try the best coffee in the world, Cremota, cremota.com, and try a bunch of flavors. We got espresso, whole bean, we've got hot chocolate now, and we actually have a couple new things coming out really soon that we're
really,
really
excited
about.
It's gonna be one of your guys' favorite too, so we're really excited about that.
All right guys, we love you, and Unwinders, we'll see you in a second.
Peace and blessings, mother.
Bye. How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.